psychologist and author Dr. James Dobson, the voice you trust for the family you love.
That's just not even fair for Dr. Dobson to ask us that question. You're the ones we're supposed to come and ask you that question.
I think as a Christian, as a theologian, this is the beginning of a turning point.
Everything in us wants to stop that. We want to think that as moms, we can control that, and we can't.
This is Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson, along with Ryan Dobson and Luann Crane.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to this Family Talk broadcast. We're going to do something a little unusual today, but something that I think you will find quite interesting. Dr. Dobson, you have chosen to read something to us today.
That is unusual for us, Luann, but I think people are going to understand why we're doing what we're doing. I know that doesn't sound terribly exciting to read to people, but give me a break. Stay with me, if you will. I want to read my July letter to our constituency, in which I describe the journey that's led us to Family Talk and what we're trying to do and why.
All right, Dr. Dobson, we'll give you the floor now to read this letter. And let me just say here up front, anyone can be on the mailing list to receive this letter. Listeners can sign up for these monthly comments from you. They're very engaging. Just go to myfamilytalk.com and you can sign up there.
And they're not usually as self-serving as this one is, where we're talking about ourselves. And this is what I wrote. Dear friend, greetings on behalf of all of us at Family Talk. These are busy days here at Ministry Central. They remind me of my experiences in 1977 when Focus on the Family was brand new and there was so much excitement in the air. We called it Focus Fever. For the next 33 years, I huffed and puffed to keep up with it all. Eventually, 1,400 employees labored with me side by side. We were like one huge family that worked together in remarkable harmony. Who would have believed that as my term of service was coming to an end, I would feel led to recalibrate professionally and start another ministry from scratch? I'm aware that some of you have been curious about Family Talk and wonder what we're trying to accomplish. Specifically, I've heard six recurring questions that have been posed by friends who call, email, write, or come by for a visit. Let me speak candidly and from my heart in response to each of the following requests for more information. Question number one. There was talk in the media and within Christian circles about your retiring once you announced your resignation from Focus on the Family. Many of us assumed that you would end your busy career and spend your remaining days with your family and friends. Why didn't you? The answer. The truth is, I have not even considered retiring, which is a concept never endorsed or mentioned in the Bible. I'm not implying that retirement is wrong or that others shouldn't go this route. It is simply that I want to continue to serve actively for as long as I'm able to do so. God has given me what appears to be excellent health, and I want to use it productively. I'll admit that having time to travel with Shirley and take life easier had a certain appeal for me. I have a 3-year-old grandson whom I adore, and I could have enjoyed spending my days with him and the rest of my family. However, the Lord gently put his hand on my back and seemed to be saying, "Don't even think about it. There is still too much work to be done." The day after I said goodbye to my friends at Focus on the Family, I started Family Talk. So here I am now, broadcasting a daily radio program with my son Ryan Dobson and Luann Crane, who's sitting here today, and working as hard as ever. And I am loving it. There are other people within Christendom who think I'm still at Focus on the Family. I have no direct connection with the ministry I founded. Others know that I've started a new radio program, but they have no idea how to find it or where it can be heard. I will address that matter in a moment. First, let me give you an update on the broadcast. We began airing the program on 624 radio facilities on May 3rd, but that number has now risen to nearly 900 in these 10 weeks. God is obviously blessing our efforts. As for the difficulty in finding us each day, I can fix that problem. You can hear our broadcast at myfamilytalk.com and oneplace.com. If there are no stations in your area that carry Family Talk, you can hear us on satellite radio by checking our website at myfamilytalk.com. This source also includes our archived programs beginning in May and the entire list of stations on our network. Please call us. And then I gave the phone number and said, we do want to hear from you. Now, I've read that paragraph, even though people are listening on a radio station. I assume they already know how to find us. By the way, why would I retire just as I was releasing my new book, Bringing Up Girls? It's been on the bestseller list for the New York Times and other publications almost from the day of its release. Bringing Up Girls may turn out to be my most well-received book ever, and I thank God for His blessing on this work. In short, the Lord gave me a mission and a message many years ago, and He has not lifted that assignment from me, which is the explanation of why I have not retired and have no plans to do so. Question two. Why did you leave Focus on the Family to start a new ministry when you could have stayed where you were? More than 220 million people heard you every day in 150 countries. Why not finish out your working years in the same ministry? The answer? This is a very good question and one that I've answered in a previous letter, but it bears repeating. I have believed for many years that one of the biggest mistakes a founder and president can make is to stay too long. By holding the reins of power as the years go by, an executive prevents his organization from developing the leadership to carry on when he dies or suddenly decides to step down. Then a crisis can occur that may even doom the ministry. We've all seen that happen. To avoid an unfortunate circumstance of this nature, I felt the Lord wanted me to model how a Christian leader should let go of authority and pass the torch on to a younger generation. That led me to step down first as president in 2003 and as chairman of the board in 2009 and to my departure on February 26th of this year. It was one of the most difficult periods I have ever experienced, but with God's help, we got through it. Focus was my life, my passion, and my calling for three decades. To say goodbye to my friends and colleagues was an enormous challenge. Shirley and I were teary-eyed for weeks. There's another reason for my departure. There is wisdom in the old adage that two captains can sink a ship. Jim Daly was my choice to succeed me, and we saw many things similarly. It gradually became clear, however, that we had significant philosophical differences. Jim has expressed his views on these matters in numerous articles and interviews. I have not spoken about them till now, but my perspectives are quite different, especially when it comes to confronting those who would weaken the family and undermine our faith. When I recognized these divergent views, therefore, I knew that I would be leaving. Thus, my tenure at Focus on the Family suddenly came to an end. The board very generously granted us $1 million to help us start our new ministry, which was wonderful and greatly appreciated. Question number three, are you competing with Focus on the Family and your new ministry? Now, this is a very, very important question, and we're hearing it quite a bit in the media and in the phone calls we get. It's time that I answered it. No, our two organizations are not competitors any more than four Baptist churches within a city are in competition with one another, or that World Vision and Samaritan's Purse are competitors, or that Young Life and Youth for Christ are at loggerheads. To think that only one organization is needed to meet the vast needs of 75 million families is downright silly to me. Are Christians really postulating that two or six or even 1,000 ministries are redundant when attempting to disseminate the gospel of Jesus Christ? I certainly hope not. There is infinite work for all of us to do in the kingdom, and there is no redundancy within it. Focus on the Family and Family Talk are simply working in different parts of the vineyard. We're not trying to outdo each other or struggle for supremacy in the task of serving the Lord. To do so would not be pleasing to Him. A better way to describe our two organizations is that we are complementary to each other. Question number four, how are Focus on the Family and Family Talk different? The answer, they're similar in many ways, but they're also unique. Both are seeking to preserve families and bring people to Jesus Christ. Both hope to help those who are hurting. I founded both organizations, so their superstructures are certainly comparable. What makes the two organizations different is that the personalities, training, objectives, and outlook of its leaders are dissimilar. Consequently, we also approach our broadcasts and other ministries from unique points of view. God has given me a platform in the culture that has led to consultations with three United States presidents and service on eight national commissions and governmental assignments. My PhD in child development and my work in a medical school are integral parts of who I am. These experiences are also part of my preparation and presentation and influence what we're trying to do on the air. Question number five, what are you attempting to accomplish with Family Talk, and what's your strategic plan for the future? The answer, so many Christian radio programs are, quote, secondary creations. In other words, they originate during Sunday morning services or in another venue. There's nothing wrong with that, but it's not our approach. Our goal is to prepare the finest and most creative radio programming of which we are capable, and to do it as original productions. For example, this coming October, we plan to visit the site of the 1944 D-Day landings in Normandy, France. An historian and an audio engineer will be walking with us as we stroll along the beaches and the cemetery where the bodies of so many young men are buried. They bought our freedom with their blood, and we must never forget their sacrifice. This visit to France is only one of many plans that we've made to bring together the most knowledgeable, interesting, and inspiring teachers, authors, and professionals. Radio is our passion, and we will give it our best effort. We also want to utilize social media and the internet to the fullest extent possible. We're excited about these developments. Now, Family Talk also respects the fact that millions of families today are falling apart, and we want to do everything we can to preserve as many of them as possible. As stated above, each radio program is carefully crafted to meet a specific need or concern. You can see from our list of archived broadcasts what this means on a daily basis. We deal with a wide variety of topics, rarely more than two on the same subject, which address the matters that have risen to the top. We hope we will be heard on 2,000 stations or more eventually. I have walked this path before, and I believe it's where we're being led again. Another aspect of our strategic plan concerns the intergenerational outreach. You may be aware that my son, Ryan Dobson, focuses his message on people 35 and younger. He has been uniquely blessed in this area. Ryan has his own internet radio program, which is heard around the world. It's a one-hour live broadcast that deals with some of the concerns that are addressed on our flagship program. He will soon be heard 10 times a week, 5 appearances on Family Talk, and 5 on the new entity called Grounded with Ryan Dobson. By having Ryan included as one of the co-hosts of Family Talk, a certain synergy occurs in both directions. Luann Crane is the other host of our program, which brings the voice of a gifted wife and mother to the issues we discuss. Frankly, I have never enjoyed a radio experience as much as what has developed between the three of us. We energize and motivate each other, and I think you, the listener, can feel that electricity when you hear the program. Our mission statement is as follows: to help preserve and promote the institution of the family and the biblical principles on which it's based, and to seek to introduce as many people as possible to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Specifically, the focus of the ministry is on marriage, parenthood, evangelism, and encouraging righteousness in the culture. Here's our statement of faith. Family Talk believes the Bible to be the inspired, only infallible, authoritative Word of God. We believe that there's only one God, eternally existent in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We believe in the deity of our Lord Jesus Christ, in His virgin birth, in His sinless life, in His miracles, in His vicarious and atoning death through His shed blood, in His bodily resurrection, in His ascension to the right hand of the Father, and in His personal return to power and glory. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We believe that for salvation of lost and sinful men and women, regeneration by the Holy Spirit is absolutely essential. We believe in the present ministry of the Holy Spirit, by whose indwelling the Christian is enabled to live a godly life. We believe in the resurrection of both the saved and the lost. They who are saved under the resurrection of life, and they who are lost into the resurrection of damnation. And finally, we believe in the spiritual unity of believers in our Lord Jesus Christ. Our operation is very lean and conservative regarding the resources given to us by God's people. Every dollar is precious and will be used to best advantage in the cause of Christ. There are many other aspects of our strategic plan that I don't have time or space to address, but good things are in the works. And we go to the last question, number 6. What are your plans for public policy in the future? Answer: I have never been more concerned about this great nation and its families than I am right now. Every day, it seems, another tenet of traditional morality goes down in flames. When I left Children's Hospital of Los Angeles and USC School of Medicine, the institution of the family was showing signs of cracking. I'm not claiming to be a prophet, but I foresaw 3 decades ago what we're experiencing as a nation today. The Judeo-Christian system of values was despised even then in some circles. The only thing that's changed is that the assault on the family and cultural morality has become much more vicious. The institution of marriage is undergoing a complete overhaul. For example, it is with sadness and deep regret that I announce, for those of you who haven't heard, that Judge Vaughn Walker in the Federal District Court in San Francisco ruled that Proposition 8 is unconstitutional. Proposition 8 was passed by the people of California, defining marriage as being exclusively between one man and one woman, but it was overridden by this lone, unelected, unaccountable, imperious activist judge. The will of the people has just been declared null and void. Whatever happened to President Abraham Lincoln's words in the Gettysburg Address that said, "Ours is a government of the people, by the people, and for the people"? Well, that was yesterday, apparently, and doesn't apply today. By the way, the New York Times says that according to 3 reports, Judge Walker is gay, which probably means that his decision was made before he heard the facts in this case. Another judge recently struck down the National Day of Prayer, and another declared the Defense of Marriage Act as unconstitutional. This is called judicial tyranny, and it is destroying the moral foundation of this nation. This is a time for Christian people to vote and to be in fervent prayer for our country. The country is being systematically bankrupt, and beginning January 1st, 2011, every family is going to be hit with draconian new taxes. Even the marriage penalty tax is scheduled to be reinstated. We must fight this attempt to undermine the financial integrity of the family. Family Talk will fight with all its resources to defend the family against those who would destroy it. We will wage war on those who would manipulate children for political purposes or try to weaken the military. These and other institutions of our democracy need all the help they can get, and we want to be counted among those who will stand firm against the forces that are trying to bring Western civilization down. In order to do that job more effectively, we hope to start a 501c4 organization, an action organization, just as soon as we're able to accomplish it financially. This will be a vitally important addition to the Family Talk tool chest, helping us do even more to address the moral and cultural issues confronting the family. Our day will come, but it's not here yet. In the meantime, I must report to you that only 25% of the required funds are coming in to support Family Talk, even at current levels. We're operating on startup funds that must be supplemented. Would you prayerfully consider how you can help us financially right now? It would certainly be appreciated. We also need supporters who will commit to a monthly gift as God directs, and Luann, you'll tell people how to accomplish that. Let me make four other requests in closing. Number one, tell your friends and associates where we're heard and what we're doing. Reproduce this letter and pass it on. Number two, send us the names and addresses of people whom you know would like to be on our mailing list. We don't want to send mail to people who don't want to receive it, but would love to send it to those who do. Number three, let us hear your thoughts and suggestions. We want to know what you think. And number four, please pray for us and for this new ministry. It is a daunting challenge, but one that we believe has been ordained by God. Thanks so much for allowing me to clarify a few matters about our ministry and share our needs. If you have other questions or comments, please contact us. Have a great summer's end with your family. Luann, that's the end of my letter. I think people can understand why we felt it was important, because people do need to know what we're doing. Mm-hmm. Some folks have just stumbled across the broadcast and are hearing it and may be enjoying what they're hearing. But I wanted them to know why we started the ministry and the fact that Family Talk is not focused on the family. I am still identified with Focus on the Family because I was there for 33 years. But the Lord has led me into this new responsibility, and I would really like our listeners to help straighten that that misunderstanding out.
Well, here we are right in the middle of August. We've been on the air for just about 3 months now. It was time for a little State of the Union address.
And you and Ryan are doing a great job, Luann.
Thank you.
I'm really enjoying working with you, as I said in the letter.
Well, thank you. Let me give that contact information again. And if you've been listening and are thinking, why have I not heard this before? That's probably because you're not on our mailing list. Give us a call. We'd be happy to send you a copy of the letter Dr. Dobson just read and get you signed up to automatically receive his future letters as well. That number, 1-877-732-6825. 877-732-6825. And help us spread the word that Dr. Dobson is still on the air, won't you? It's really easy. For those of you who are friends with us on Facebook, just click share and you can post a link to this broadcast right there on your homepage. If you're not a fan on Facebook and would like to sign up, that's easy too. Just go to myfamilytalk.com. Click on the big blue logo on the right that says Become a Fan. That is a great way to see what this broadcast will be featuring every day, instantly see updates, take part in our polls. We even give away copies of Dr. Dobson's books from time to time. It all begins at myfamilytalk.com. Click on Become a Fan. Or again, that phone number one last time if you'd like to be on our mailing list. 1-877-732-6825. And join us tomorrow for a special broadcast with College Football Hall of Fame coach Gene Stallings.
Hello, everyone. This is John Gibson, a board member for this brand new ministry, Family Talk. Our objectives here are to share Christ to hurting families across America. And to do that, we need your help. First, so many people don't know that James Dobson is back on the air. Would you tell your friends where they can listen to him? Secondly, would you consider becoming a financial partner? We need people who can answer the phone compassionately and pray. We need a studio where we can record your program, where we can hear your story, and we need resources to give to people who are hurting in this culture that is so antagonistic to families. You can donate online at myfamilytalk.com and click the Donate tab, or call us at 877-732-6825. That's 877-732-6825. Thank you, and God bless you.